You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Don't think about it. Hey, don't think
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard. You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The one name, his name is the highest. His name, man, I feel the anointing, is the greatest. His name stands above them all, above all days, above all gifts, above all coming together, above all communion, above everything that we do during this season. His name is the highest. Please remember that. That's what this message is designed to do, is to make sure that we look at the significance of the thing and not just the practice of it. So Christ is the reason for the season.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Significance of the Birth of Christ. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John 3:16 and 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 10.
Moses put a serpent of brass up like this here. God told him to do it. The medical science today used the same symbol. You want to throw that away too? Moses put it up. He held it up. And everyone that looked to it in the book of Numbers were healed. The antidote for their sins, the antidote for the venom that was in their vein as they were bitten by fiery serpents, the antidote was in their faith as they obeyed God and looked to the serpent of brass. Years later, they were in the hills worshiping it, centuries later. And one of the kings of Israel grabbed that serpent of brass and grinded it into flour. Because it shifted, the significance of it changed. At one time, it was healing for the nation. But over a period of time, they began to worship it and not worship the one who told them to create it. And one of the kings of Israel looked at that and said, "This is not God. What used to be good turned into idolatry." And he grinded it into fine flour. This is what happens with religion. We're so caught up with what we used to do. We worship what we came out of. Or I came from the old church. But sometimes God has to grind it into flour so we can have peace and we can start moving to what God is doing now. Find the significance. So we celebrate anniversaries and birthdays because they are significant. And we celebrate Christmas, not because of the day, but because of the significance of the day. Significance also starts with the word sign. S-I-G-N, sign. As if you were signing your name. And if you sign your name, it should be significant. Do not co-sign for people. That's the Bible now. Do not co. Oh, I love. Listen. Do not co-sign for people. Let them buy it on their own. You buy it and gift it. But let them buy it. Help them. But don't co-sign. You got to co-sign and wait. Because you bring significance to it when you co-sign. Significance. What are you putting your signature on that you don't really have your weight with? What are you saying is important because you associate with it?